I won't hold you too long. I got a little something in my heart the Lord put on me and I've had on my mind for a while. The book of 2 Thessalonians, you can open up your Bible with me just for a little while. Chapter 3, got a few verses there, and we'll get into the message here. Amen. Chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 1. All right. The Bible says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and shall keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that both you both do and will do the things in which we command you. The Lord direct your heart and to the love of God and to the patient waiting for Christ." Amen. I'm going to stop right there. And that's all the reading I have. You know, I got to thinking about how faithful the Lord is. Amen. And just how the times I can depend on God. Amen. The toughest situations. Amen. I can always look and God's always there.
Yeah.
Amen. God is faithful through the good and through the bad times.
Yeah.
Amen. I can always count on Him. And, there's so many times today, church, where people can be preached the Word of God and can be directed in the right direction by God. And
yeah.
It just seems like the harder you preach, the harder you sing, the more you talk. Amen. They go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Amen. But I serve God tonight that's faithful through those times.
Yeah.
And when people have given up on Him, He's never given up on us.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord for what He's done for me today. Amen. He's been faithful with me and faithful through the tough times of my life.
Yeah.
Amen. Sickness. I've been in sickness and pain. Financial struggles. You name it, brother. I've been there. But God has always been faithful to me.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, I'll tell you, I love the Lord. Amen. And how far He's brought me from. And church, I got to thinking about the lesson that we had Sunday morning talking about stable, being stable-minded. Amen. And, I got to looking up the definition of the word stable. Amen. Stable, it said, meant immovable. Amen. It can't be moved. It's set and it's quick, sharp. Amen. That's what stable means. And,
right.
And I got to thinking about us in the walk with the Lord. And so a lot of people just ain't stable with the Lord anymore.
Right.
Even though the Lord is faithful for us, and even though the Lord has been there for us to the end, a lot of people are just shaky with God.
Right.
They don't have a stable relationship.
Right.
Amen. That double mind gets you in a lot of trouble, brother.
Right.
Amen. Church, but it's time that we get stable with God.
Amen.
Amen. We have a stable walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Because He's faithful for us. We need to be faithful for Him.
That's right,
amen. I tell you, it's just been burning on my heart this week. And I got to thinking about this couple that's having issues. And I married this couple almost a year ago. And I sat down with them on my couch. And I said, listen, guys. I said, I thank the world of you. I thank you're great people. Amen. But you know, without God in that relationship, without God in the home, without you following the Lord, amen, that relationship is not going to make it. Amen. It's going downhill quick. Amen. You have no shot. Amen. And they told me, Caleb, you know, you're right. We're going to find a good church to get into. Amen. We're going to do what God directs us to do. Amen. And we're just going to do just what you say to do. But brother, let me tell you something. They went the opposite direction.
Amen.
The devil got to working in the house. The devil got to working on the jobs. Amen. The devil got to working with the phones. Amen. And the world's just got in there and destroyed everything. Amen. But you know what? It's good to know today that God is faithful. Amen. Through the good times of the marriage. Amen. And through the bad times of the marriage. Just at a time right now where they think it's going to fall apart. And just when they think it isn't going to make it, Lord is faithful for us. Amen. He still has an open door policy. Amen. You can let Him in at any time. But He ain't going to kick that door down.
Amen.
Oh boy, I tell you. I look back over the past 2 or 3 years of my life, and you know, there's times that I just don't think I deserve what I get. Amen.
Amen.
I got decent things in this world to get me by through life. I know I'm not the richest person in the world. Amen. But when I got saved, I believe I became a millionaire.
Amen.
I believe I own everything. And the Bible said we own the cattle of 1,000 hills. Amen. We're an heir to the throne one day. Amen.
Amen.
We're sitting on the right hand of God.
Amen.
Church, that's because the Lord is faithful.
Yeah.
Amen. He's faithful to His promises. He's faithful to keep everything He's ever told us, church. Amen. If we have that stable relationship with Him. Amen. That stable walk with God.
Amen.
He's faithful and just to see us through. Amen, church. I tell you. I thank God. Amen. I look back and I was like, Lord, all them times that I wasn't faithful for you, you've been there for me. Amen. I don't deserve any of this. I don't deserve a family. I don't deserve a wife. I don't deserve a decent paying job. I don't deserve anything. But the Lord said, Caleb, I'm faithful. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Amen. There's a lot of relationships today where people just ain't faithful. Amen. You see marriages split all the time because people ain't faithful. Amen. They don't take their vows seriously anymore. Hey, when they stand before God and everybody say, I promise to do. Amen. I promise to be faithful. Amen. It just don't mean nothing anymore. Hey, but when I got saved, God said, listen, I'm faithful. Amen. I will be there for you to the good and the bad, to the better and for worse. Amen. I will be with you to the end. Amen. And He's going to keep those promises. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, when it's all said and done, we will obtain what? A promise. Amen. Hey, God is faithful to give us our promise. Amen. That He promised us a long time ago. Amen. When He gave His Son to die on the cross for us. Amen. Church, that promise was fulfilled that day.
Amen.
Woo, praise God. I tell you, amen. The Lord has been faithful. Amen. The Bible says we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do will and do the things which we command you. Amen. The Lord directs your hearts into the love of God, into the patient waiting for Christ. Boy, church, it gets impatient sometimes, don't we? Amen. We sit here and wonder, Christ, Jesus, when are you coming back? I just can't take this world anymore. There's so much wickedness in it, so much sin in it. Lord, when are you coming? We get impatient with God. Amen. But God says, just hang in there. Be patient with me. I'm faithful. Amen. I will be there for you. I will send my son to come get you one day. Amen. When Gabriel sounds his trumpet. Amen. He's faithful to His promises today. Amen. I know that ain't much. Amen. But God's put that on my heart today. Amen. He's faithful and just. Amen. To forgive us. He's faithful and just to be there. Through the good times or the bad.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I ask for a song?